get a chance to meet. I listen to you every morning on the radio, so it's great to be with you in person. So at least for a few months. I have my retirement coming up at the end of February, so January and February I'll be here with you, but so it'll be good to work. I've been doing this for 18 and a half years.
Wow.
So it's great to visit with all the folks in Manhattan on KMAN Radio.
Well, even though I didn't get to speak with you last month, I did get to meet some new people there, Trent Armbrust, and made a connection there. So he's been very helpful to me kind of transitioning here, so I appreciate that.
Well, I've got some great staff people, so I count on them a lot to assist me, and they do wonderful things in the community. Karen Hibbard with our CBB and Trent, and then we have Janet Nichols, who does our military, and I think some of those folks, John Pagan, and I think you've interviewed Christy Rodriguez. She came in to talk about another program, so there's good staff. So maybe I'm not needed. Maybe they won't hire a new president and CEO. They'll just let everybody else run the program.
We'll see. The search continues, I understand. So that search is underway.
Yeah, the search for my replacement is underway, and I'm not involved in the search, and I shouldn't be involved in the search. That's up to the Chamber Board of Directors, and they are going through the process, and their goal is hopefully by mid-January to at least have a person named, because whoever that person is going to have to give their employer notice and then get moved here. So hopefully that the person can be on board mid-February or the third week in February, so there can be a little bit of transition between me and the new person. But a lot of people have asked me, they said, so Lyle, where are you going when you retire, or what are you doing? That's probably the question. Back Dave was just in here. My wife and I are staying in Manhattan. We love it here, and we love K-State. We love the community, and it's just a great, great location. So we have decided to definitely stay in Manhattan after retirement. And then I'm taking a little time off before I decide what I'm going to do next, and I don't have a box checked yet of what I'm going to do. So we'll wait. I told Dave, I think a couple of months ago, said Mike come in and do the morning show with him or terrorize something.
We're ready for you. You don't need that first-class license.
Yeah, I know.
Like you used to when you first got
back
into this business.
Yeah, a lot
or
of
even the third-class little card. You don't even need that.
Well, I used to have third class and first class, so that's going way back in radio, long before you, Brandon, way before you.
Yeah.
But my first career was radio broadcasting, so didn't do so much the on-air, did sales management for a number of years in Kansas, Colorado, and Ohio. So those are all my experiences. But I'm here in Manhattan, love it, and going to stay here. And I do hope to be involved in the community in some great ways and help to continue to make it a better place to live, work, and play.
Oh, great. You know, sales is not an easy gig. You probably heard no a lot in your life.
Yeah, I did hear no a lot. I still hear no a lot in my life. So chambers of commerce are funded by the business community, so you're always out asking for dollars for membership and funding for economic development. And so like to get yeses, but still get nos sometimes. So it is that part of any sales that you do. Car salesmen could say it, realtors, everybody could say it, but yep.
Yeah. And the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce wears a lot of hats. I know you get your ribbon cuttings, all sorts of things that you do in the community.
Oh, yeah. I've got a great staff, and I think that's part of trying to be a good general manager or president and CEO of a chamber is that I've got 17 employees, and I think I have a really good staff, and some of them have been with me for many years and have done some great things, but we are very, very involved in the community, not just the business community. We're involved with the city, the county, the school district. We're involved with a lot of other civic organizations that we try to work, because we're all working to try to make the community a great place to live, a great place to work, and a great place to retire to. We even have a program that used to be called Retire to the Flint Hills, and now we're calling it Return to the Flint Hills. We're kind of broadening our scope there a little bit, but it's being a president and CEO, you kind of have to have a lot of talents and be in a lot of different areas, but you rely on your staff to help you. And a lot of people don't realize that we have hundreds of volunteers within the chamber, and that's really what makes it work, because we really couldn't do what we do without all of our volunteers. So we have a lot of businessmen and women who volunteer their time.
All right. Well, speaking of the business community here, it is the holidays. A lot of people are going to be doing their shopping this weekend, and I know you want to talk a little bit about Little Apple Dollars and how that benefits our community.
Sure. The Little Apple Dollar program, and we've talked about this numerous times in my 18 years being here, so some of your listeners are familiar, but for those new listeners, the Chamber many years ago, long before I got here, wanted to really work to as much as possible keep dollars local in our local community. And so when people shop, we usually talk about it a lot at the Christmas time, but the Little Apple Dollars are actually available all year long. But it's designed to be, it's a gift certificate, really, what it is. And so, and it's only good in stores in and around the Manhattan area and businesses. And so we offer those at the Chamber of Commerce. That's the only place you can purchase them. And the really good news is there's no additional fees. So, for example, if you want to have a $25 gift certificate, you come into the chamber and it's $25. There's no fees on top of it. And when the recipient of that receives it, there's no fees taken away. So if they go into a store or a restaurant here in the Manhattan area and they've got that $25, they get full $25. So that's sort of the neat thing about our gift certificate program. And they're available in every denomination. This is not a card that you get. This is actually a check that you get. So we call it Little Apple Dollars. And you can have it in denominations of $5, $20, $50, $100, $500, whatever your denomination you want. We also have a lot of businesses that give to their employees a little year-end bonus, and they will give them Little Apple Dollars. And so there's all kinds of different ways. You do not have to be a chamber member to enjoy these. Any citizen, any person, any business can come into the chamber. We are open Monday through Friday, and we will be open, obviously, the rest of today and all day tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for the really, really, really late shoppers, on Christmas Eve, on Monday, the chamber offices will be open from 8 a.m. till noon. So if anybody's waiting till that last minute, they need to come in. But we have literally thousands of people every year that come in and purchase Little Apple Dollars. And again, it promotes shopping locally, and they're very easy to use. And if you're on a tight timetable, you can call the chamber in advance, the Manhattan Chamber, and over the phone say, I want to order some Little Apple Dollars gift certificates, and then we will have them ready, all set, ready to go when you walk in. And so within 30 seconds, you can get them and you're out the door. And you can pay the chamber by Visa, MasterCard, Discover Card, a check, cash, however you want to pay for those Little Apple Dollars. But they're a great way to keep dollars local, and that's the primary purpose of that. We sell, each year it's a little different, but we sell several hundred thousand dollars of those every single year, and that money is staying local in our community. So it's a good way.
Yeah, and I bet merchants just love that too.
They do, because and then when that check comes in, they know that dollar has come through the Manhattan Chamber, and then it's a local deal. So so our staff is really busy with putting those checks together. And so again, if you want to make it real easy, you just call up the chamber at 776-8829. And then they'll be ready. Some people might not be able to get in except over their lunch hour. So if they can call in, we can handle it, have it all ready, and they come in and 30, 45 seconds, they're out the door with their gifts. And so, again, it's in any denomination. It can be $27, it can be $10, it can be $13, $25, whatever denomination you want. Okay. And it's easy. And we're located, for people that may not know or are new to the area, we're located in the chamber offices of downtown Manhattan at 501 Points Avenue. We're right across from the county court buildings in the downtown. And again, we're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And again, we will be open Monday from 8 a.m. until noon for those last-minute folks that want to pick up those gift certificates.
Okay. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back with more from Lyle Butler, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Both of the G. Thomas Jewelers Manhattan Running Company Jingle Bell Rocks have been found. Thanks to everyone who searched, and a big congratulations to our two teams of winners, Manuel, Albert, and Bobby, as well as Mitch, Tim, Philip, and Matt. Plus a huge thanks and Merry Christmas from all of our Clue locations and awesome prize sponsors, including Manhattan Meat Market, Shortstop, Wahoo, Godfrey's Indoor Ranges and Tactical Supply, Complete Nutrition, and Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
Golf USA of Manhattan is teeing up some great deals for you this holiday season. Big savings on clubs, bags, shoes, apparel, golf balls, and more. As always, Golf USA's professional club fitting is free of charge with your purchase. Great brands, great selection, and most important of all, great know-how. Whether you're shopping for yourself or the golfer in your family, be sure to stop in and check out Golf USA on 3rd and Fort Riley Boulevard in Manhattan. Locally owned and operated since 1988.
What sets Briggs Supercenter apart from the rest? Selection. You'll find the largest selection of pre-owned quality vehicles in the area. Price. With the largest buying power in Kansas, no one can beat our prices. No one. This is Kent Briggs inviting you to Briggs Supercenter, where you'll find the largest selection of all makes and models of pre-owned vehicles for under $15,000. And payments as low as $99 a month. Check